Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivina and Tony with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the University of Southern Queensland has proposed major cuts to staff working conditions and withdrawal from negotiations with the National Tertiary Education Union. The university claims the bargaining process has been extremely protracted, while staff members have waited 21 months for negotiations to start. NTEU alleges the university has also tried to make changes to work health and safety arrangements without consultation. NTEU USQ branch president Professor Andrea Lamont Mills says people across Toowoomba, Ipswich and Springfield will be shocked to learn university management is treating staff so poorly.
The Palaszczuk government has launched a statewide campaign encouraging Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families to access free family wellbeing services. The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Family Wellbeing Services, first rolled out in 2016, assists Indigenous parents with managing everyday issues. Minister for Child Safety, Craig Crawford, says protecting children and building strong families is a priority of the government. The campaign will run until the 31st of May 2024.
In national news, ongoing reports into the gender pay gap reveal women's salary increases are failing to keep up with men's salary increases. Last year, pay rises averaged at 5.7% for men, where women saw rates at 4.4%. Managing Director for Australia-New Zealand at ADP, Kylie Ballo, says it is disheartening women are not paid in a way which enables them to contribute equally to household expenses.
The Anti-Defamation Commission has launched a campaign against the Australian-made card game, The Rudest Game You've Ever Played, saying that it makes light of the Holocaust, rape, incest and people with disabilities. The card game, first sold in Australia in 2019, is similar to well-known Cards Against Humanity. Anti-Defamation Commissioner Chairman Dvir Abramovich has labelled the game as vulgar and exploitive. The game has since been removed from sale from online retailers.
In national news, a bill to allow under-18s in New Zealand to vote in local elections has recently passed its first hurdle in Parliament, following advocacy from youth campaigns for a greater say in issues facing young people's lives. The bill passed by 74 votes to 44 votes, with support from all left-wing lawmakers and opposition from right-wing parties. If the law passes, people as young as 16 could vote in some or all elections.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.